Hello. So I didn't record anything yesterday. We got to bed way too late. And so I just went to sleep because I was really tired. Now I'm really tired again. I'm about to go to sleep a little earlier tonight, which is good. So yesterday morning, we woke up from where we were camped by the river where those people dropped us off. And all night there were these cows that were going freaking crazy. Like, I don't know what was going on. They were just, like, ridiculous. I've never heard cows make these noises and so much of them. I don't know. It's like all night long they were doing that. And then a train went by in the middle of the night and stuff. I don't know. It was just weird. But the people had said that there was this bakery right down the road, like half a mile. So we got up and we walked down to the bakery, and the bakery was amazing. It was in Blairsden, and the bakery was unbelievably good. It was, we got mini veggie quiches, which were the best quiches that I've ever had in my entire life. They were super, super delicious. And I got a croissant, and it was very tasty, and Remy got a butterhorn or something. It was so good. It was, like, perfect. And we're like, okay, today's gonna be a good day. So then we stood up by the road, and this girl picks us up to bring us into Quincy, and she was super nice, and apparently, like, her family picks up hikers all the time and stuff, and when she was dropping us off, she's like, gave us her phone number, was like, give us a call later, and you guys can stay at our house, take showers and everything, and it'd be awesome. So we were like, yes, it's totally awesome. So, but it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, so we were like, well, now what do we do? So we did our laundry and stuff, and I got all the stuff done that we needed to get done. And then there was a pizza place that had a pizza buffet for lunch, pizza and salad bar. And so we went there, and we went in, and we were going to order, and this one, these people were talking to us about the trail and everything, and the one guy was like, order whatever you want, and I'll pay for it. So he paid for a pizza buffet, which was awesome. The salad bar is actually really good, and it's all you can eat, so we ate a mother tot. It was awesome. And, yeah, and the pizza was actually pretty good, too. And then we just went to the library and stuff and hung out, and he did this and that. We pretty much just hung out outside the library most of the afternoon, which is nice. It was really hot. And then we met up with Kyle and Kimber, and they were having drinks at the pizza place, so we went there. And then we called the girl, and she came by, and they were going to go see a movie. And so we decided to meet up after the movie and after we had eaten dinner. And she had recommended this one place, Pangea, and it was amazing. It was, I'd say a lot of it was vegetarian. They had a lot of vegetarian options, and I got this ciabatta. Is that what it's called? No, it's on ciabatta roll. It's a panini. Pino, whatever. And, Raymond got one with tofu, and it was pretty good, but I got one that had, vegan bacon, feta cheese, avocado, and tomatoes, and it was freaking delicious. That was like one of the best sandwiches I've ever had. And it came with either like a green salad, quinoa salad, or something else, or chips, corn chips. And I got the quinoa salad, and that was pretty tasty too. And I don't know, I really like the place. Quincy reminded me a lot of Bellingham. It's all hippie granola, kind of local art all over, and just kind of, I don't know, just really, really reminded me of Bellingham. It was, yeah, so I really liked it. It was a nice place, and that sandwich place was delicious. I definitely would go back there and definitely would get more sandwiches. Although, the one guy in our group, he totally wasn't happy with it at all. I don't know. He wanted more, but he got a meat thing or something. I don't know. He wasn't very happy. And so, it was a little awkward. But, whatever. He didn't understand how vegetarian foods could be or were better for you than eating meat either, which is kind of odd because there's a lot, I mean, health-wise, there's a lot of health benefits to not eating meat and eating the mock meats and stuff, but whatever. So then we went back to the lady's house, and her dad was there, and they were very nice. We slept on the porch, and yeah, it was just nice. We took showers and everything, got up early, And because Kyle and Cooper were going to go on the 8 o'clock bus, John and Sam, there's the other two people, they were going to go on like the 1 o'clock bus. And so we all went at the 8 o'clock, and we were talking to the girl as we were driving in about breakfast, because Raymond and I were planning on just taking the 8 o'clock bus and then maybe eating breakfast here in Chester. And, but the lady said that the best breakfast ever was in town at Morning Thunder. So we decided to go to there and, have breakfast. And it was actually really good. Raymond got this humongous omelet, and it had all kinds of veggies in it, which is actually really good. The potatoes were really good, and it came with, you know, toast, English muffin, or muffins. And Raymond got muffins, and it came with two banana nut muffins, and those muffins were freaking delicious. Like, I could have just eaten a whole bunch of them, and it would have been awesome. I got these, like, potatoes and vegetables and cheese, and that was really good, too. I mean, the vegetables were really delicious, so it was pretty tasty. I was pretty happy. And then I needed to find a watch, because my pocket watch finally, like, actually stopped working. The pocket watch I have is absolutely awful. It's the worst watch I've ever had. It doesn't really keep time, it stops working all the time, and it's just awful. But I finally got another watch, so I actually have something that keeps the time, which is good. And yeah, we just got hung out with the library again. Took the bus into Chester. We were talking to some other people, and they said the trail is pretty much closed from Castella to Syed Valley, but apparently it's really hard to get into Syed Valley. So, I don't know what we're going to do when we get up there, but looks like we're probably going to have to go around another section, because there's fires that are flaring up. Apparently, they had one of them between Castella and Etna almost completely contained, and now there's, like, 5% contained, so probably in the week's time that it takes us to get there is probably not going to be under control enough that we'll be able to go through. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I really want to go to Syed Valley, though, because there's a pancake challenge, and I totally need to eat the pancakes, or try to. So, I think we have to try and get into there, because I really need to try this, because, I don't know, normally there's no way I'd be able to eat them. I still don't think there's any way I can eat 5 pounds of pancakes. And even if I could eat 5 pounds of pancakes, I think I would get tired of the taste of the pancakes before able to finish it, if that makes sense. Like, I might still be able to eat some, but I don't think I would be able to, because the taste would make me feel sick. Like, I don't know. Because eating too many pancakes, pancakes taste really gross to me after a while. So, I don't know. But we'll see. But I have to try it, so we have to get into Syed Valley somehow. And, yeah. Because this is it. This is what I've been working up for. This whole way through California, I've been working up for this pancake challenge, because it's the last city before you hit Oregon. And so, yeah. Anyways. So we took the bus up here to Chester, and we were talking with those people and stuff, and it just took a long time, and it was like 4 o'clock, and we just decided, you know what, we're just going to stay here, we're going to leave in the morning. It's only 42 miles to Old Station. We have to wait for the post office to open anyways on Mondays, so if you do 2 20-mile days, we'll get there Monday morning, and everything's fine. So that's what we're going to do, and we're just going to try and truck it up to Castella and get there. And hopefully try and find a way around all this fire stuff. And then we'll get to Oregon and Washington, where it's still, like, snowy. And, yeah, it'll be interesting. So this has been an interesting year for the trail, I must say. A lot of fires, and then once we get out of the fires, I think there's a lot of snow stuff. And, like, blown down trees and just sections of trail that they haven't been able to get to yet to maintain and everything. So it'll be interesting to see. Hopefully we make it the whole ways up to Canada. That's the goal. And apparently we're going to be missing some really gorgeous sections here in Northern California. We're pretty much missing most of Northern California. So that's a little ridiculous because, I don't know, well, all of Northern California is on fire pretty much. So it's kind of, we can't really do anything about it, but I don't know. Like, it'd be nice to walk through, and I guess we'll have to come back someday just to see the sections that we've had to miss because of the fires, but maybe wait a little while so that things have a chance to start regrowing and stuff. Yeah, so we decided to spend the night tonight. We're leaving early in the morning, and we'll get out on the trail, and everything will be fine. And hopefully, it doesn't get too hot tomorrow because it's been pretty hot, but we're at pretty low elevation, so it's. I mean, that's probably why. And we don't really go up very high in elevation anymore. We're like 4,000 feet. We might get up to like 6,000 maybe, and then we keep going down, so. That's why. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that happened. I don't think so. We just kind of hang out, kind of taking 2 days off, and then we're gonna, as I said, try and get as fast as we can to Costello so that we can get around these fires and get to Sawyer Valley, and I can eat my pancakes, and we can head on to Oregon. And if we have to do that, I'll probably cut a couple days off of the schedule that I just made up, so we might be able to finish like the first week of October, which would be awesome. So we'll see what happens and see how fast we can go through Oregon and see how much time we take off. So yeah, I think that's it. I'm gonna go to bed now so I can get up early.